and let's return home to this divided country. Mark Meadows has a reputation as sort of a right-wing rebel. He is chair of the Freedom Caucus in Congress. He and three dozen or so House conservatives helped kill the Republican health care bill. NPR's Jeff Bennett went to Meadows' district in western North Carolina to see if voters like his approach.
Historic downtown Hendersonville is a vibrant 16-block stretch of art galleries, restaurants, boutique clothing stores, and Christian bookshops. I met Carla Craig on Main Street, and we talked about her congressman, Mark Meadows, and his role in tanking the GOP's health care replacement plan.
That was kind of gutsy for him to do that, you know, because I'm sure there's a lot of people in North Carolina who wanted him to get on the Trump train.
Craig is retired, although she still works part-time.
I was concerned that Trump was just going to sign any, you know, replacement for Obamacare without considering whether it was going to lower premiums. And from what I heard from the Freedom Caucus was that it was not going to lower premiums. And then what were the people who supported Trump going to do when their premiums continued to go up? So I was kind of happy that it failed as it did.
Bill Lures moved to Hendersonville from Richmond, Virginia 6 years ago. Like Carla Craig, he's also semi-retired and has strong feelings about Mark Meadows.
He's kind of trying to say, hey, let's not rush this through. But he's putting the brakes on. He's catching a lot of heat for it.
Catching heat in Washington, not here in Hendersonville, where nearly everyone I spoke with on Main Street knew Mark Meadows by name and spoke highly of him and his approach. That holds true about 10 miles away, up a winding mountain road in the farming town of Mills River.
The town of Mills River, situated in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
That booming voice belongs to Larry Freeman. He's the mayor of Mills River and pulls double duty as a host on WHKP, the local talk radio station.
Those of us who do support the caucus and feel like it's about time that someone speaks up for those of us who are solidly conservative individuals, and we're just grateful that they're out there.
Mark Meadows' 11th district is best known for being home to North Carolina's share of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. It was also once known as the most politically competitive district in the entire state, one that was once represented by a moderate Democrat, the former NFL quarterback Heath Shuler. But in 2011, North Carolina's Republican legislature redrew the district's lines, turning it solidly red. Meadows ran for Congress the following year and won his race handily. In the two elections since 2012, Meadows has increased his margins of victory. Despite his solid footing in the district, liberal groups are taking a shot. Chelsea White is a Democrat who grew up here. After the election, she co-founded a grassroots group called Progressive Nation.
We are pretty upset about it, and we do think that while he voted against the repeal, he did it for the wrong reasons, and I know I'm not alone in this.
Chelsea says her group is focused on preserving the Affordable Care Act and opposing Mark Meadows. It's going to be an uphill battle, says Chris Cooper, who teaches political science at Western Carolina University.
We're talking about a third-term member of Congress who's winning with large margins in a district that was never nationally prominent until this moment.
And that's the dilemma facing Republican leaders in Washington, who try to rein in the Conservative Freedom Caucus and its chairman, Mark Meadows. Meadows has little incentive, since most voters here in his district are eager to support him. Jeff Bennett, NPR News, Hendersonville, North Carolina.